Can I have that paper?
Yeah.
Thank you. B2. Everything is in the common domain. 21B2.
You look on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
It says the Gemara relates another story. The Gemara relates another story about a fast proclaimed by Rabbi Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
Another story about a fast proclaimed by Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, you have that? They once said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ika Maisna Bechazire, there is a deadly plague among the pigs. You hear that?
Yeah.
Swine flu.
Wow.
2,000 years ago. The deadly plague among the pigs. Gazra Tanisa, so he decreed a fast. Even though Jews would not be directly affected by the destruction of the pigs, because Jews were not pig farmers.
Right.
So he decreed a fast. So the Gemara asks, Neymar Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, shall we say Yehuda holds Makwa Mishlachas Mimin Echad Mishlachas Mikol Haminim, that a plague which is visited on one species of animals is possible to visit on all species of animals as well. So thus kosher livestock were threatened by the plague that struck the pigs. So the Gemara answers, no. Sha'ani Chazire, pigs are different. Why are they different? The Damya Mayayo Bnei Inche, in their digestive tracts, they resemble those of humans. How did Talmud know 2,000 years ago that the pig, you know, they use the pig heart valves, heart vents,
right? Yeah.
From the pig. How did Talmud know this 2,000 years ago? Look at note 16. Pigs, like humans, have no rumen, unlike other livestock. Thus, people are more susceptible. Yeah, look at this. Incredible. To epidemics that affect pigs than to those affecting... How did Talmud know this 2,000 years ago? People are more susceptible to epidemics that affect pigs than to those affecting other livestock.
They have no rumen. What's rumen?
The, I don't know, something that other animals have that only humans have.
Oh.
So pig variants. But here you get about the mark of swine flu. Look at this. The Gemara relates another story about a fast proclaimed by Rabbi Yehuda. Ikon Mosta Bechazire. There was a deadly plague among the pigs. Gozra Tanisa. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
They have pigs, man.
They don't eat the
pigs,
so what's the point?
The Rabbi Yehuda. Maka Mishlachas Mimin Echo Mishlachas Bekol Aminin. So maybe the kosher livestock was also threatened. So the Gemara says, Lo, Shani Chazire, the Dami Amayin Leib Nayim. Amazing, 2,000 years ago, Mordechai, the rabbis knew that the inside of a pig,
yeah,
a pig's organs are like a human being. Even today, they're using a pig heart for heart transplants in humans. How do rabbis know this 2,000 years ago? Therefore, a plague that strikes pigs bodes ill for the people. Swine flu. Look at footnote 16, Mordechai. Pigs like humans, thus people are more susceptible to epidemics that affect pigs than those affecting other livestock.
What's
amazing.
A rumen? What's a rumen?
I don't know, something in the inside that animals don't have, that only humans have. Right? And pigs don't have that either. Whatever, somewhat.
Animals have spleens like we do, right? Sometimes people take their spleens.
I don't know if animals have spleens. I don't know.
Do a pig eat like a cow?
Pigs, they eat, I think they eat...
No, they don't chew their cud.
No. Okay.
They're not kosher.
No, I know.
But why are they not? Because they don't chew their cud. They have split hooves.
Right.
Yes,
but they don't chew the cud. That's why they're not kosher. But it's amazing how the Talmud knew that the internal organs of a pig are similar to a human being, and therefore the disease like we have today, can spread from pigs to humans. Everything is in the Talmud. Isn't that amazing?
This shows you really the structure of the earth really hasn't changed.
The Gemara tells of a fast decree by Rav Nachman because of plague. On the way, Rav Nachman, they once said to Rav Nachman, who lived in Babel, Babylon is Iraq today. Who won the election in Iraq?
Iran.
You won the election?
And you know what's so ironic? In fact, it says most majority of the Iranians are 30 years and younger.
They voted for this.
Such a small minority, they're overrunning them. What's going to happen is the younger generation, I think the world's going to be going.
They voted for Ahmadinejad? They voted for him?
A lot of protests.
The election was rigged.
So anyway, it was great, yeah. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ikom Mos Nabarad Yisrael. There's a deadly plague in Israel. Gozer Tanisa. You hear it? He decreed a fast. Omar, Im Givira Loika Shivka Loika Oshkain. If the mistress, if the land of Israel is stricken, then certainly the maidservant, Babel, is next. Look at note 18, Mordechai. The land of Israel is considered the mistress of the land because it was created first. Because God provides for its needs first. You hear?
Yeah.
So if a plague strikes the land which is under God's special providence, Israel, certainly reason to fear it will strike what?
That's
the land as well.
Yeah.
So the Gemara asks, Tama the Gevir of a Shifcha. The reason I'm asking the creed of fast is because the stricken country was a mistress, and his country was a maidservant. Or Shifcha the Shifcha law. However, both maidservants, lands outside of Israel, on top of B3, would he not have decreed a fast? But when they said to Shmuel, there's a deadly plague in far off Bechuzue, Gozer Tanise, he did decree a fast, even though both Bechuzue and Nador are both in Babylon. We're answer Shani Hossam, Stephen the Iko Sharosot. There are caravans between Beit Chazoy and Hardoy, which the plague can accompany and travel along. So, therefore he instituted his fast. What? Look at footnote 19 in summary. Mordechai, see that footnote 19? If a plague strikes an area, all surrounding areas declare a fast. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Distant regions, however, need not declare a fast unless there are caravans connecting them to affect the area. However, if a plague strikes Eretz Yisrael, God forbid, all countries that hear about it must fast. If a plague strikes Israel, God forbid,
then now that means the whole world, right?
All countries that hear about it must fast.
Because of the internet.
Right. The more adds that this is so only if all Eretz Yisrael is affected with the plague. But if the plague is limited to specific areas in Israel, only a specific area, then the diaspora need not fast. If the plague is limited.